Welcome to the Leslie Marshall Show. The man filling in for the woman. Leslie, by the way, will be back during the third hour, and you won't want to miss that. She's got an explosive topic, which she will convey to you. I want to talk about my own explosive topic in the next 2 hours. I want to dedicate tonight's show to an unlikely group of people. I won't call them heroes, but I think I am able to call them victims, even though they are victims that inflicted a lot of pain. I'm dedicating tonight's show to the Confederate soldier, to the young men who died in service of the South, fighting against the Union, fighting for slavery. And before you think I've completely flipped my lid, a progressive radio host talking about the Confederate soldier, let me explain, because I do not want to be misunderstood, and you got to be careful sometimes for spin bites taken out of context. Here's how I look at the Confederate soldier. These young men, and they were all men, virtually all young, the vast, vast, vast majority of them had no slaves. Remember, about 75% of the white men in the South did not own slaves. Only about 25% did. And if you did own slaves in the South, then you could often buy your way out of the fight. You didn't want to fight, you just paid a certain amount of money, and you stayed home on your plantation, whipping your slaves or whatever you'd like to do in your spare time. But these young white men died, literally died in massive numbers, so that plantation owners could keep their slaves, even though these young men didn't have any slaves. They had nothing, in fact, these poor white people, except the feeling that they were better than blacks. And because they could feel that they were better than somebody else, they were willing to risk their lives to help the extremely rich get richer. Didn't turn out well to them. And although, as I said, they inflicted great pain, certainly on the Union soldiers, certainly on the country, they died in their own, they thought, honorable way in order to protect the right of plantation owners to own slaves. A gruesome and horrible practice. Now, why would I dedicate a show to them? Because they, to me, remind me of today's Tea Party. People who believe they are fighting for honorable causes, people who believe that they are fighting for grassroots beliefs, and at the same time are busy transferring their last bit of wealth to foreign billionaires. It's really a crazy thing here, what we have with the current Tea Party, because they are mama grizzlies, as Sarah Palin would say, mama grizzlies, who are giving up their cubs to the poachers. They're saying, I love my children, and because I love and want to protect my children so much, I'm going to let you kill them. I didn't know you could get mama grizzlies to give up their cubs to the poachers, but apparently you can, and apparently Sarah Palin's leading the charge. She wants to sell all of America's children's down the road to lead lives where they will have no health care, no education, no pensions, to where their jobs will be taken over by foreign workers, and where their very last dollar will go to multinational foreign billionaires who are polluting their air and their water and making sure that they die young without health care. Now, why would Tea Party people do that? I understand why a billionaire wants to support the Republican Party. I get it. The billionaire has, let's say, $3 billion. And, he doesn't want it to be narrowed down to $2.8 billion. Actually, it's 3%. 3% of $3 billion. Because that's the extra taxes he's going to have to pay on the Obama plan. Do a little math. Carry the $990 million. Oh, sorry. The person who has $3 billion doesn't want his wealth cut down to $2.91 billion. Because, you know, when you have $3 billion, you can afford to buy a home and a summer home and a third summer home and a winter home and a fall home and 12 yachts and a small Caribbean island. But if you have only $2.91 billion, you only get the home, the summer home, the winter home, the small Caribbean island, and six yachts. So it's real punishment for them. So the question is, as we go into the elections, and we look just at the tax plans. We'll talk about other things too, but just the tax plans of the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans are actually going to an election trying to raise 98% of Americans' taxes so that each and every one of us can give $100,000 to every millionaire, because God knows you don't need that car. Your kid doesn't need that education. You don't need health care. You don't need food. The billionaire needs another yacht. And think about that. Every time, because the Republicans are probably going to win the House. And when they do that, and when they raise your taxes, and they're going to. I know they say they're not, but it's really very clear they are. And let me explain, because they won't. Obama cut tax on 98% of the American people. He reduced tax rates to the lowest level since Harry Truman for 98% of the American people. Those that make under $250,000. If you, like me, make under $250,000 a year, you are actually paying less taxes than you did in the Bush era. And how do you know? Well, you got that little check. Remember that check you got from the government? $300 or $600, whatever it was for you. Well, that came from the stimulus package, the thing that Republicans voted against, right? And they are determined to repeal the stimulus package and to raise your taxes. But don't be worried. If you make over $1 million, you'll be fine. You actually get $100,000 more a year. So, you know, should we?
What?
Yeah, no, but you know, should we, like the Confederate soldier who fought and died so that rich white people could own slaves that he himself didn't own? I mean, forget just for a moment the horror of slavery. You know, he fought and died so that people richer than him could mistreat people poorer than him. Well, that's what the Tea Party people are doing. They are fighting hard so that people richer than them can mistreat people poorer than them. And that's why, I got to say, they remind me of the Confederate soldier. And so ask yourself as you work day in and day out whether you want to pay more taxes just so every millionaire gets $100,000 extra. Again, are you willing to sacrifice, the Mama Grizzly, give up your children, deny them an education maybe, or maybe even just toys for Christmas so that, you know, Paris Hilton can take one more trip. You know, she has enough to take many trips. Can take one more golden toilet seat. Well, she's got the golden toilet seats. Okay, forget it. She's just going to put it in her bank account.
You can get busted for coke one more time at the airport.
But she's got enough money for all the coke she possibly
can
sniff.
And all the lawyers.
Up her nose, Mark. And all the lawyers. I honestly think it's just going to be an entry in her bank account. Because even though you're going to sacrifice your child's education and Christmas toys and you know, your mortgage, and you'll be foreclosed and you'll be out on the street, she will have more money in her bank account. So in the event that she needs not just coke for herself, but for all her 1,000 friends, she'll have it. So, you know, it's a sacrifice. It's worthwhile. But here's the thing about the Tea Party, this faux grassroots movement. Glenn Beck, self-proclaimed leader of the Tea Party and others, all right, he got on TV and he crashed the servers of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So many people were giving them money. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we've talked about this before, takes money from Russia, takes money from communist China, takes money from Abu Dhabi, takes money from Brazil, takes money from India, takes money from Bahrain, takes money from dozens of foreign countries, including dictators like China and Russia, and puts that money in a bank account that is then used to try to elect Republicans. So the same Republican Party that attacks Obama as being socialist is funded by communist China. Okay, let's leave that aside for now. Let's just put that in your mind, but put that aside for now. Now, the Tea Party needs more money. Really, the Chamber of Commerce needs more money. The Republican Party needs more money because it's really, really hard to convince Americans to give up their last dollar to billionaires, right? But they are succeeding. God love them. They are now outspending the Democrats 7-1 because people, they're following Glenn Beck. They're giving up their last dollar to the Chamber of Commerce. So I thought I'd let you know who the Chamber of Commerce are, because Glenn Beck says, quote, the U.S. Chambers are our parents. They're our grandparents. They're us. Actually, sounds a lot like Christine O'Donnell. I am you. You are us. We are all the same. Let's talk about who's the Chamber of Commerce. Let's see who we got here. We got Pfizer, ConocoPhillips, Lockheed Martin, J.P. Morgan Chase, Dow Chemical. Dow Chemical, that's my grandparent. That's my grandfather, Dow. Ken Starr, right? He's there. Love Ken Starr, right? I mean, it's a great idea to impeach a president over a sex act. But my favorite of all, and I'm thankful to Dana Milnick of the Washington Post for spelling this all out for me. My favorite of all is Rolls-Royce North America. As Dana Milbank says, nothing says grassroots insurgency quite like Rolls-Royce. So don't, you know, yes, your child may not get to go to college. Yes, it's true that you may get kicked out of your home because you can't pay the mortgage. But look at it this way. Rolls-Royce will be better off. Rolls-Royce? Rolls-Royce needs your money. Rolls-Royce, can you imagine Rolls-Royce going door-to-door at your home? Right? Knocking on the door. Well, they can't afford to do that. So of course, they send out their Rolls-Royce limousine, and their servant comes out there, and he comes out here with his little gold pot. And he says, could you please deposit your last dollar? And you say, but I need the money for your mortgage. No. We're your parents. We're your grandparents. We promised to spend the money to take tax money from you and give it to billionaires. Oh, yes, sir. Here's all my last savings. I'm going to crash the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Service because I want to help Rolls-Royce. I want to help Communist China. I want to help Russia. I'm an American. And then, like the Confederate soldier, you may die. But you should know that Rolls-Royce will be happier. Communist China will be happier. Glenn Beck, who makes some $35 million a year, he'll be richer. Sarah Palin's making millions. She'll be richer. So give up your children. It kind of reminds me, frankly, of Jonathan Swift, the famous Irish satirist, who had a modest proposal in the 1700s. He recognized that the Irish were very poor, that the British were completely mistreating the Irish. If you've heard of the potato famine, you know what I'm talking about. And he had a modest proposal to solve the problems between the Irish and the English. It was very, very simple. You give the Irish babies, you actually require the English elite to feed the Irish babies, and they get fed until they're a year old. Then the mother of the Irish baby sells her child to the English aristocracy, and they could have a fine delicacy. And eating the child, I mean, human flesh, I got to tell you, apparently, it's rare, right? It's hard to get. So the English then buy the child from the mother. The mother gets to survive, I guess, enough to make more children. The English get their delicacy. Everybody's better off. Everybody's better off. That was his modest proposal, obviously said in jest. But his point was that the English were literally going down to trying to get the Irish to sell their children. And that's what they're doing. That's what the Tea Party's doing. That's the whole wonderful irony of all of this, of all the mama grizzlies in the world who literally are giving up their cubs to the poachers. I mean, it reminds me, frankly, of what we see in too many mega churches and all around the United States, right? You got the pastor. Give up your money. Give up your last 10%. Give it all up. Give up everything. Give it up. Give me your dollars. I need the money. And then he builds a golden church and lives in a terrific estate. And the pastor does very well. And sure, the people are suffering and they're miserable. But if you're suffering and you're miserable, it's because you haven't given enough money to the pastor. Now, if this sounds ridiculous, if this sounds crazy, ask yourself, why are people doing it? Why are people doing it? If this sounds too ridiculous to be true, Rolls-Royce coming to your door with the uniformed, the guy in the with the hat, you know, that little hat that chauffeurs wear, and with the golden pot, and he demands, you know, he says, can I have all your last dollars because we need your money? If that sounds ridiculous, then ask yourself why the Republicans have 7-to-1 money, and I get the money coming from Rolls-Royce. I get the money coming from Russia and China. They would love, China wants our jobs, and if they pay off the Republicans to make sure that the Republicans continue to give tax incentives for companies to move our jobs overseas, more Chinese get employed, a bunch of American workers, they don't, and of course then wages can go down here and they get to save on labor costs. I get why China contributes to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I get why billionaires want Republicans to succeed. I get that. But my question is, going back to the Confederate soldier, who are the Tea Party? Who are the people who are spending their last dollar to sacrifice their children to rich people who want to eat them? Who are these people? I want to know from you. Can you help me out? 888-653-7543. 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show. 888-6-LESLIE. to listen to Leslie with zero commercials? Become a podcast subscriber today. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. Do you think your taxes are too low? Join the Tea Party. They'll raise your taxes. Do you make under $250,000 a year? Do you think that your health care premiums are too low? Do you want your health care premiums increased so you pay more for health care? Join the Tea Party. Do you think your water is too clean? You like that arsenic flavor. You love that cyanide. Join the Tea Party. Do you think your air is too clean? You don't breathe enough acid rain. Join the Tea Party. Do you think that Wall Street billionaires should be able to gamble more with taxpayer dollars? They just haven't gambled enough, and you want a system whereby heads they win, tails you lose. Join the Tea Party. Do you believe that it's too easy for kids to get into college? That it's too easy to get student loans? That every time your kid wants to go to college, they should give a cut to the neighborhood bank? Join the Tea Party. Do you believe that billionaires don't have enough power in this country? And that we should have more billionaires, people like Linda McMahon, right, who has a $1 billion wrestling empire running for governor of Connecticut, people like multimillionaire manufacturing executive Ron Johnson running against Russ Feingold in Wisconsin, or Rick Snyder in Michigan, or Carl Paladino in New York, or Rick Scott in Florida, who has a net worth of only $219 million from health care, from taking money from sick people. Nice. And, of course, let's not forget Hewlett-Packard, chief executive, Carly Fiorina in California, and Meg Whitman as well. Do you believe that the billionaires need more money? Are you willing to sacrifice your child's education? Are you willing to sacrifice food on your table? Are you willing to pay more taxes just so the billionaire gets more money? Then, by all means, join the Tea Party. The Tea Party, a grassroots movement that dates back to, really, the Confederacy, so that you can fight and die so that some rich people can whip his slaves. Join the Tea Party. Are you someone who believes that the pastor should have golden toilet seats while you yourself have your home foreclosed upon? Join the Tea Party. Do you think that not enough people have been kicked out of their homes? Join the Tea Party. If you think we need more homeless, more sick people, join the Tea Party. And I've got actually someone from the Tea Party who's going to explain why he joined when we come back. And also Will from Toronto, back with that and your calls, 888-653-7543, right after this.
Leslie Marshall, real people, real life, real talk, 888-6-LESLIE. Want to hear your conversation with Leslie after the show? Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall and reminding you of the great words of P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born a minute. How is it that you get a mama grizzly to give up her cubs? How is it that you get somebody who, after all, has stagnating wages? Wages have gone down every year for the last several decades, so that it takes two people to earn the same wages that one guy used to be able to earn 35 years ago. How do you get somebody to give up their last dollar so that the Rolls-Royce companies can make, better grills for their fancy Rolls-Royces? How do you do it? You do it through faux populism. You do it by getting, Dick Armey, the longtime Republican hack, right, the former majority leader of the Republican Party. He's going to set up this grassroots movement called Freedom Works. His deputy is Matt Kibbe, who works for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and saw it as a great way to improve the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's money coming in. Nice. Now, Sal Russo, right? He's the Tea Party Express. The whole idea was to boost the company's bottom line, right? Oh, and don't forget the guy who put together the Tea Party Contract for America. He worked on Rudy Giuliani's campaign. Oh, and Americans for Prosperity, that other Tea Party group, that's funded by the billionaire Koch brothers. Oh, and also Karl Rove's Crossroads. Yes, the same Republicans that had no solutions, couldn't come up with anything, so much that after Obama was elected, they went out and said, what should our plan be? Now want to give you back warmed over Bush proposals, and people are buying it. People are buying it. P.T. Barnum was right. There is a sucker born a minute. And people, and listen, I feel sorry for these people. I dedicated this show to people who fought for the Confederacy, right? I feel sorry for them because people wearing the gray uniform fought and died because they wanted to feel better than black people. Now, that's pathetic. That's pathetic. But they did. They lost their lives so that people far richer than they could mistreat people far poorer than they. So I get it. I know it happens. I see it all the time. You watch the mega churches on TV. I see people giving up their last dime so the preacher can have a golden toilet seat. I see it all the time. And I ask myself, here it comes. Here's my elitist snobbery coming along. Why are people so stupid? Well, P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born a minute, and the Tea Party proves it. The lines are full. Let's go to Will from Toronto. Will, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know if things are better up in Canada, but I'm worried about my country.
All right. Well, I'd like to know if you'd like to be a billionaire when you grow up.
I care more about my country's success than being a billionaire. I love my country more than I would love my bottom line.
How about a millionaire? Would you like to be a millionaire someday?
A million would be nice. It would be nice, but okay. You know what? I got to tell you something. Rather than have golden toilet seats, I'd really like to see everyone in America have a chance at success. I care more about that.
You're playing class envy. When you say that millionaires...
No, you're playing class envy.
...are taking $100,000 from each of you...
That's the Republican plan.
...if their taxes aren't raised...
That's the Republican plan.
Well, how can they take $100,000 from you if you don't have $100,000 to begin with?
Well, you understand that 98% of us would be funding the 2%. So basically, each of us would give $1,000, and those $1,000 from each of us will be combined so that 100 of us give to one person. Actually, I guess 2,000 each to do my math right. So each of us give, 50 of us give $2,000.
If the millionaires and billionaires didn't get to keep that money, you would get it, right?
That's the current idea. Let's just go through it.
No, you wouldn't get it. The government would get it.
No. Here's the deal. Hold on. Let's just go through the plans. Hey, Will, let's just go through the plans, all right? Obama gave a tax cut to 98% of working Americans, all right? Now, the Republicans want to abolish that tax cut, thereby increasing taxes on 98%
of
us.
Obama did a tax cut to 98%.
Sure he did. What was the stimulus package?
Obama.
That was the stimulus package.
The Bush tax cuts are ending.
No. Oh, but before we get to the Bush tax cuts,
continue them as they were.
Well, you said something wrong, Will. I just want you to correct this. Will, hold on just a second. First, let's just get the facts right. You concede that Obama reduced taxes for 98% of Americans below the Bush tax cuts, right? You understand that? If you don't, you need to study what was in the stimulus package.
The Bush tax cuts expired. Obama didn't do anything.
They haven't expired yet. They will expire.
That's not Obama's doing, sir.
No, Obama doesn't support the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, except for those that make over $250,000 a year.
Do you know who I work for today? A wealthy man. People who make what I make can't afford to hire me.
So you want to give up your last dollar to make that wealthier man richer?
No, I don't want to give up my last dollar, but I'll tell you right now, nobody on welfare has ever given me a job, and no homeowner who makes what I make for a living has ever hired me to come and work in their house.
Okay, so you think that wealthy people hire people just out of the goodness of their heart? If you give a billionaire another $1 billion, they're going to hire more people? That's what you're saying?
But you can sit there and bait people with this class envy all night long.
I'm just telling the truth, sir.
The reality is people who have money form companies.
Okay, so here's your argument. Let me get your argument straight.
Stuff in their house.
Well, I just want to understand your argument because here's your argument. Your argument is if I give up every last dollar, I give up $2,000. Okay, if I give up $2,000 so that somebody who already has millions gets $100,000 more a year, your argument is if you make the rich richer, they're going to create jobs. That's your argument?
No.
No? They're not going to create jobs with their money? Well, they're not going to create jobs with their money. Why should I give them my money?
That if the rich are taxed too heavily, they have options you and I don't. Well, they'll just move somewhere where they don't get taxed.
Well, you know what? If they are so un-American and unpatriotic and so hateful that they want to leave the country, I say good riddance, close the door, get the out of my country.
Okay, well, turf them out then.
Fine, leave. If you can't handle America, you leave. That's fine.
Then who are you going to tax?
The people who are patriotic and love their country, which are most people.
Right, you'll all have.
You know what? I got to tell you something. How many billionaires left the country during the Clinton years when 22 million jobs were created and when they had the same tax rate that Obama wants now? You know what it was? I'll bet it was less than 1,000.
Okay, do you know?
No, do you know? No. Very, very few. I didn't see
a
single story on it.
When neither you nor I know.
Okay, so you will concede that there weren't mass numbers of rich people that deserted America because their taxes were increased by 3%, right? You will concede that point.
I'm just tired of listening to folks get on the radio and talk about how hard everybody's got it because somebody else has it better.
I'm not angry that someone has it better. I'm just saying that I don't want to give up $2,000 to make a billionaire have more money. I don't think the billionaire needs the money. I don't think they'll use the money. Or a millionaire.
It goes to where? Where does your taxes go?
If the Republicans take power and implement their tax plan, $2,000 from every American will go to millionaires, and I don't support that, and you do. And I want to know.
Canada, it goes to the receiver general.
Well,
so
you know,
it goes to the Queen of England.
Canada has a complete. I'm not defending the Canadian system. You have a completely different system than I do.
Absolutely.
Okay, and maybe you don't like the Canadian system.
Country, it goes to the Internal Revenue Service.
But here in the United States, no, it goes to rich people. It's a transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich. That's what the Republicans support, and I'm telling you why I don't support it. And another thing you should know is that in terms of jobs, you're talking about rich people give people jobs. Tell me this: why do
they rob the IRS?
Will
the IRS roll up to their door with a wheelbarrow?
Well, why is it?
You people who are on the radio talking this way think everybody's like Scrooge McDuck with a money bin.
They are.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
I was just on Eric Bowling's show on Follow the Money on Fox Business News, where he literally had piles of gold in front of him and was arguing that union workers need to sacrifice their pensions so he can get more gold. He kind of was like Scrooge McDuck, I'm sorry to say. Look, I don't say tax rich people 100%. I'm not even saying 50%, all right? What I'm saying is this. If they pay the same tax rates they did in the Bill Clinton years, here's the dirty little secret. At those higher rates of taxes, they created more jobs. 22 million jobs were created under Bill Clinton. Under Bush, we lost jobs from the time Bush was elected to the time
the
stimulus package
was
elected. So here's the thing. When you here's the irony. Here's the irony. Well,
close to 50%.
Here's the irony. Well,
taxes that are paid.
When you take money. Here's the irony, Will.
You've got around 10% of you paying close to 50, 60% of what you tax.
Well, how much wealth do you think the top 20% in America owns? Do you know?
In terms of real numbers?
In terms of total percentage of the nation's wealth.
Percentage of the nation's wealth?
Yeah. What percentage do the top 20% have?
I'm not sure.
But would you want to make a guess? Because I do know the number. Make a guess.
Oh, sorry. Which percentage now?
The top 20%.
The top 20%.
Yeah, what percentage of the nation's wealth do they own?
My guess, around 40%.
It's 84%.
Okay.
Now, the bottom 50% in America,
well,
how much do they own?
Fair. We need to spread that out.
How much do the bottom 50% own? Answer, 1%.
Now, how did they get all that?
1%. And you know what the top 1% owns?
Did they steal it?
A quarter of the nation's wealth.
Okay, just a moment. Did they steal it?
Did they steal it? Some did.
20%, you have
some
85%.
Did. Some did. Some got it in tax breaks from the American people. Some got it as slave owners passed down from generation to generation. Some got it as Halliburton no-bid contracts that they wheedled out of the American government. And some people made it. You're absolutely right.
Well,
but here's the dirty little secret.
Some people did earn it.
Here's the dirty little secret, though. If you become like Mexico, where you have a few extremely wealthy people... Yeah, and Bill Gates actually thinks that he's not taxed highly enough. Isn't that interesting? Here's the dirty little secret, Will, and then I gotta take a break and get to my other callers. If you
have a good night.
Oh, thanks for your call. Here's the dirty little secret. If you become like Mexico, so you have no middle class, no poor people, if you take all the wealth, as America's trying to do right now, as Republicans want to do, and give it all to the richest people, you know what happens? Your economy fails. Because who buys cars and TVs? The rich, they only need 10 big screen TVs. They don't need 20, 30. You want to sell 30 big screen TVs? You got to give a middle class a chance to buy some. So when you transfer all the wealth to the stratosphere, you become like Mexico, a few very rich people surviving off their own wealth and, yes, out of convincing the government to give them more. And then you have the vast majority of dirt poor. And it doesn't help. One last little secret. The top 20% own 84%. The top 1% of this country own a quarter of the nation's wealth, 24%. 100 years ago in the great robber baron era, the top 1% owned only 18%. That's right. We are worse off than we were in the robber baron era. I got a lot more callers. I'm going to get all of you. 888-653-7543. Back after this. Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. Some of you dropped off. Listen, if you stay, I do talk a long time with my callers. I think most callers want that, want me to talk a significant amount of time. I got a ton of callers on the line, six or seven. But let me tell you, if you stay on the line, I promise I will get to you. So if you stay on, if you want to call a radio show, you want to talk to a radio host, you may have to be patient because it may be 45 minutes before I get to you. But I will get to you, I promise. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. We've got Bert from Arlington, Virginia. Talk to me, Bert. Bert, you there? You a Tea Party member?
Oh, yes. We're still here. No, I wanted to talk about taxes.
I mean, it's hard to hear you. I don't know whether because you're driving or,
yeah,
or what.
Yeah, one sec. Let me see if this works.
Yeah, don't put it on the speakerphone because it's hard to hear you.
No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little hard, but go ahead.
Okay, no. So what our friend from Canada was missing, which I guess that'd be expected since he was from Canada, but so you keep going back to the late 90s and how great things were then,
right?
But we never once talked about who owned the House and Senate in the late 90s.
Well, and the Democrats had the House and Senate in 93 and 94. They had the House in the first half of the 90s.
Absolutely.
And then the Republicans took over in 95. That's right.
That was 92 through 96 when Clinton was doing everything Obama was doing. We have to learn from history here. He was doing everything he was trying to ram through his agenda. It didn't work, and guess what happened in 96? It's almost a repeat. So the House and Senate was owned by Republicans during that time of prosperity that all the Democrats like to point back to, and nobody ever talked about that. And
it's a nice try, Bert, but here's the problem with your logical argument, okay? You may recall during 95 and 96, the Republicans and Bill Clinton were at an impasse, so much so that the Republicans shut the government down. The American people got very angry. They reelected Bill Clinton. They elected more Democrats in 98, and Bill Clinton won the day. He won the economic argument. But here's why I know your argument's wrong. The same Republican Congress was in control from 2000 to 2007, and during that time, the deficit quadrupled. We went from a massive surplus under Bill Clinton to the largest deficit in American history under George W. Bush, as we spent $1 trillion on a war that Bush lied to get us into, as we spent trillions of dollars on these, you know, millions for billionaires tax cut Bush program, and on corporate welfare for pharmaceutical companies and oil companies. So when the Republicans are in complete power, what do? They spend us out the wazoo, but they don't spend it on health care. They don't spend it on education. They spend it on corporate giveaways. And that's exactly who the Tea Party is. These same corporations who want our money. So I guess what you're saying is we need to give more money to corporations? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not. But I will tell you that.
Then why do you want to elect the corporate plutocrats?
We're talking about giving money to, you're talking about giving money to corporations here. Now,
that's what the Tea Party wants.
Is,
that's what the people who run the Tea Party want.
Right.
That's what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants. That's what the Republicans want.
And then the elitists in power here in the White House, they want to tax our corporations so much that all the jobs go overseas. And then where are they going to get their revenue from? They're not going to get it from anywhere.
Well, Bert,
the money doesn't come from the bottom up, Marshall. It just doesn't work that way.
Actually, Bert, let's talk about that. Let's talk about jobs overseas, all right? Because I think you have to know and understand why the Chinese government and the Russian government are contributing to the Republican Party this election season. All right? They're doing so through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because they want more of our jobs. So this is how it works. The Republicans, as I'm sure you know, Bert, support tax incentives for companies that move jobs overseas. They think if Americans' company has Americans here working for them, they should pay higher taxes than if a company moves jobs overseas. The Democrats disagree. The Democrats think that if you move jobs overseas, you should actually be penalized. So that's a big difference. But China and Russia understand that they will get more jobs if you vote for the Republicans, right? I mean, you know that difference. Do you also support the Republican Party platform, which says that you need to encourage companies through tax incentives to move jobs overseas?
No, wrong answer.
You don't support that platform, or you do? Or you don't know that it's in the platform? Because I can show it to you. All you have to do is look at the last vote before the House and the Senate recessed, when you had a vote specifically on that issue to not give tax incentives to companies to move jobs overseas, every single Republican voted for those tax incentives, right? You know that, right? I'm not telling you something you don't. Maybe I'm telling you something you don't know, Bert. Maybe I am. Do you know that?
Let's talk about regulations.
Okay, if you want to change the subject, that's fine. I'll let you. But Bert, do you know about that vote or you don't?
That vote was not to ship jobs overseas.
It was a vote to give tax incentives to people who ship jobs overseas. Hey, Bert, hang on the line. I'm going to get back to you at the top of the hour. Stick around. I promise I'll get back to you. I want to go to Victoria Jones. She's the White House correspondent from Talk Radio News Service. Victoria, what's the news of the evening?
Well, the news of the evening is that nearly 400,000 previously secret U.S. military field reports have now been released by WikiLeaks. New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel has them. Also, of course, they're on the WikiLeaks website. And they're really very interesting. They detail pretty unvarnished and often unknown realities of the war in Iraq. It's pretty raw history. It's between 2004-2009 during the sectarian civil war.
It's a huge amount of documents, Victoria. What nuggets can we draw from them? What do we learn that we didn't know already?
Well, one of the things that we learn is that detainees did worse in Iraqi hands than they did in U.S. hands, and that abuse cases, cases of abuse by Iraqis, which were rampant and routine and appalling, were by and large not investigated by the Americans because of something called Fragmentary Order 242, FRAGO 242, which was issued in 2004, which orders coalition troops not to investigate any breach in the laws of armed conflict
unless it directly
involves members of the coalition. So basically, the Iraqis were free to do as they wished.
Who issued that order, Victoria? Is that by a general, or who issued that order?
It is an order to the coalition troops. I don't know whether it is issued by a particular general, but it is a U.S. order.
Is that the kind of thing that would have had to gone to President Bush, the commander-in-chief, before that order was issued, or do they think it was issued without his knowledge?
It's not stated whether, this is just documents, so it doesn't say whether it would have had to go to the commander-in-chief or not. These are just documents as they appear.
But it's very interesting. So the U.S. basically told all coalition forces, if you hear allegations of abuse, don't investigate them?
It said, if the alleged abuse is committed by Iraqi on Iraqi, only an initial report will be made. No further investigation will be required unless directed by HQ. Unless it directly involves members of the coalition.
Very, very interesting. Anything else? I got about 30 seconds to tell us real quick in the WikiLeaks.
Yes, a very interesting example of a couple of Iraqis who were attempting to surrender to an Apache Crazy Horse 18, but were killed anyway because the U.S. lawyer said that they were not allowed to surrender to an aircraft.
That's not good. Victoria, thank you. Wow, that's a really interesting treasure trove. We're going to have to do a whole show on something like that. We're going to come back. I'm going to still try to figure out why people join the Tea Party and want to transfer their money to billionaires. This is Mark Levine. Filling in for Leslie Marshall and trying to figure out why people want to give their last dollar to corporations. Now, we've heard all the arguments, right? People say that you got to give money to rich people because if you don't, they're going to fire you. Well, that doesn't make any sense, right? Rich people and companies, they have products and they produce the products if there's demand for those products. They don't hire or fire you based on whether they've got a billion or 2 billion in the bank. So that doesn't make any sense. Plus, if we bring the tax rates back to the way they were under Bill Clinton, right, what does that do? Well, that created 22 million jobs. And Bush lost jobs in 8 years. In 8 years, he couldn't grow the economy. It's amazing, really. So who are all these middle-class people that want to give up $2,000 apiece, right? 98% funding $100,000 for every millionaire. $100,000 for every millionaire, so that's $2,000 roughly from each of us who makes under $250,000 going to the millionaires. Who are these people? I'm trying to understand, but I think I got one on the phone. His name is Bert. He's from Arlington. Bert, welcome back to the show.
Marshall, how's it going? So, listen, I was thinking about what you said before the break, and am I off?
No, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, about the I'm sure the bill that they signed that said, because I didn't know about that part of the bill, but I'm sure the bill didn't say we're going to give tax breaks for sending people overseas. But we can mince words all we want. I will concede that point to you.
Okay. Well, no, I'm glad you're intellectually honest enough to concede that the Republican support of moving jobs overseas through tax breaks is not a good idea. I'm glad you support that. I understand.
Obviously not. But let's talk about another thing that's pushing jobs overseas. If you could say that they're supporting a bill that's going to push jobs overseas, well, let's talk about all these regulations.
All right, let's talk about regulations.
Regulations placed on
enough.
These companies by our government.
Let's talk about regulations.
Also, organizations, right. Which we don't talk about. We talk about all the special interest money, but we don't talk about unions organizations. We don't talk about where the money to fund the SEIU comes from. We never hear anything
well,
about
no, but I understand that working people shovel what little less they have into unions that then try to get them a little bit more. But by the way, you talked about you thought corporate taxes were so high. Do you know how much ExxonMobil paid last year in taxes to America? I'm just curious. Do you know?
No, but you can go ahead and tell me. I'm sure it's quite a bit.
What would you guess? You want to guess? I'll give you a hint. They made $40 billion in profits. How much do you think they paid in taxes? Just guess. $20 billion? $10 billion? What do you think? $5 billion? $1 billion? They made $40 billion in profits. How much do you think they paid in taxes?
Let's say they paid $1 billion in taxes.
Okay, you're wrong. It's less. Guess again.
All right, you must have just told me now. I already guessed $1 billion. I'm wrong. So
you're wrong. It's less. You want to guess again?
Let's go $500 million then.
Less. Keep going, real quick. No? You want to play this game? I'll tell you how much they paid in taxes last year. It wasn't $500 million. It wasn't $100 million. It wasn't $50 million. It wasn't $1 million. It wasn't $100,000. It wasn't $20. They paid zero.
What?
They paid zero in taxes. I'll have you know, though, they paid more than $10 billion in taxes to other nations. Other nations.
But they didn't pay any
to our country. They paid to Saudi Arabia. They paid to France. They paid to England because they taxed them. But our country didn't tax them. So now that we haven't taxed this massive oil company, you want to give more of your hard-earned money to Exxon, I guess, because Republicans have paid, we've paid billions of dollars under George Bush to these oil companies, and that's one thing in the Republican tax plan, to give more money to these massive oil companies. And that's why I say that the Tea Party, though I'm sure they think they're doing it out of ways to help themselves, are actually being tricked into helping billionaires get more.
No, see, and you keep saying 98%. We're going to give $2,000 each. Well, that's not true either.
I agree. It's not $2,000 per person. The way it works is some give more and some give less. But the point is that 98% of Americans will, if the Republicans get their way, have a tax hike.
No, I wasn't talking about the $2,000. I'm talking about the 98% of Americans, because 48% of Americans, like ExxonMobil, don't pay any taxes whatsoever. That's 48% of Americans.
Hold on. You made a misstatement, and I think you know it's a misstatement, just to be correct. You're right that 48% don't pay income taxes, but virtually all Americans pay some taxes. They pay social security taxes. They pay sales tax. Okay, so I just want to be clear. When you say don't pay taxes, they don't pay income taxes. Actually, as I'm sure you realize, poor and middle-class people pay a greater percentage of their wealth in social security taxes than the super rich do. You know that, right?
Yeah, but let's talk about that 48% that we're so worried about. Well, 48% don't pay any income taxes, while everybody else, including those rich people that we hate so much, we put up there in this class, this evil class.
I didn't say they're evil. I just think they're patriotic.
Social programs for 48% of people, and we're demonizing the corporate sector.
I'm not demonizing anybody. I'm saying that a homeless person who buys an apple in a store all right, and pays 6 cents in sales tax, is giving more money to the American government than ExxonMobil. And I see something wrong with that. I'm saying that Warren Buffett's secretary pays a higher tax rate, a higher percentage of taxes, than Warren Buffett does. And I see something wrong with that. I see someone who makes $50,000 a year and $100,000 a year paying 8% of their wealth in Social Security and Medicare taxes, and someone that makes $1 billion a year paying 0.01% of their wealth. I see a problem with that. The problem is not that I'm crying class warfare. The problem is the class war has begun, and we're losing. And I'm just trying to give people an equal chance in America.
Warren Buffett pays the same amount of income taxes as everybody else.
You're wrong. Do you know why you're wrong?
At his level, he pays what he what the government says he has to pay, right?
Oh, I'm not saying he breaks the law. No. The problem is the law. Let's just talk about why Warren Buffett pays less than his secretary, because a lot of people don't know that.
These entitlement programs.
Well, hold on.
His taxes alone.
Just so we're clear, what Warren Buffett does is he should pay more in taxes. He is a hedge fund manager, and hedge fund managers pay tax, and they're some of the richest people in America. They make hundreds of millions, sometimes billions a year. They pay tax rate at the capital gain tax rate of 20%, while his secretary has to pay the full amount, of which it can go over 30%. So it ends up that if you're – in fact, what's interesting, the richest 100 Americans – the richest 100 Americans pay a lesser tax rate than the average American. And you know, to me, like I said, the class war, it has begun.
But they pay so much more because they work so hard.
They work so hard, really? Really? They work so hard? Let's look at, like, Michael Eisner, okay? Michael Eisner worked so hard, and what did he do? He made Disney lose $1 billion, and then he got a $200 million golden parachute. But you're telling me that the janitor, who works all night long as a janitor in the daytime, and then works as a bank teller, and works 24 hours a day and struggles, and his wife struggles as well, and they barely have enough food, and they're getting foreclosed upon, even though they're working 20-hour days, they don't work hard enough. That's what you're saying?
You cannot focus on the type of work. That is good, honest work. And
it is. So should they have a chance to succeed? Why do you hate janitors? Should they have a chance to succeed?
This is so fitting. See, here's my perspective as that Tea Party member that's going to give all my money to the big corporations, because you don't know where I'm coming from. My father was a blue-collar New York City police officer for his entire career before he went back to college.
So why are you deserting your father? Why do you want to cut cops' salaries?
He went back to college at age 50, right?
Okay.
And my parents had nothing when they came to this country, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And they worked themselves up.
And they could do so. And that's the American dream. Why do you want to destroy the American dream? I don't care.
I'm not destroying that American dream. Everybody has the opportunity to make themselves better just the way things are right now. And I can see it in my mother and my father. And thank God they provided me with a good life when I was growing up.
Thank God they did. But Bert, you understand? Bert, you understand that's the way America was from the Great Depression well up to the 1970s. But since 1978 or so, we've been moving backwards. Do you understand that the wages of 80% of Americans are lower than they were in the 70s? That it used to be in the 70s, one wage earner could care for their family. Now it takes two wage earners just to do the same. Do you understand that while a few rich people, they're playing with their golden toilet seats, that the vast majority of Americans are poorer, and that we're becoming like Mexico, and that the things that your parents did and could do to make you what you are today, it's much, much harder to do today. Do you know that cops are being laid off by the dozens because the Republican Party wants them to be laid off because they support not helping the states who are forced to cut their budgets because of the recession? Do you see this? I'm just trying to get you to open your eyes, Bert. I support the American dream. I support what your parents do. I want everyone to have the right to do what your parents did. But the Tea Party is destroying the last bit of the American dream, and they're doing it, I don't know, willingly, and I don't get it.
Impossible, because here's the thing. They worked their hard. They pay taxes. They both work. They worked hard. Mm-hmm. They pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why.
Did they work harder than Michael Eisner?
There's no reason why, if they are doing well, and let's say their investments have done well, let's say all this stuff, and there's no reason why they should be penalized for this because they make more.
Are they millionaires?
Because they make, no, absolutely not.
They're not millionaires? Do they make $250,000 a year?
Absolutely. My parents do not. Absolutely.
They don't make
$250,000
a year? Well, then they will do better under the Democratic plan than the Republican plan. Why are you voting against them?
No, they won't. And if, remember when Obama...
Well, no.
It was $500,000 a year. Then it went down to $250,000 a year. Tell
if
you the truth, Marshall,
parents,
I'm scared that it's going to be
$100,000
a year in the next few months. And then
it's
after that,
not.
What's it going to be? Well,
Bert,
at that
Bert,
point,
if,
the government's still wasting all the money they're taking in because they're
Bert,
so inefficient. They can't cut through the red tape.
You're voting
and
against your parents,
and then we're down to $80,000. Where does it end? It never does.
Bert,
it never ends. And we create
Obama
a dependent society.
Obama has lowered taxes for everyone earning under $250,000. Okay,
but
couples are $250,000, singles under
$200,000.
So here's my question: the Republicans are against the Obama tax cuts. Why do you want to raise taxes on your parents who worked so hard and did so well for you, so that the plutocrat, so that the billionaire, so that the Warren Buffett gets more? Tell me why. I don't get it. You're telling me how much you love your parents and how much they did for you. You're telling me they don't make over $250,000 a year, and yet you want to raise their taxes to give more money to Exxon, who pays none. I don't get it.
Marshall, it's all about fairness, all right? That janitor is doing his job.
Right.
Fine, right?
Right.
So you understand that janitor...
Why do you want to hurt the janitor so that Exxon gets more money? Explain that to me.
That janitor might one day go back to school with the money that they made because, you know, I've seen it in my family, and then they might do even better for themselves and their family. How
and
about
they
that?
Might become
that
a plutocrat billionaire, right? We all can be a billionaire. We all can be Warren Buffett. All of us can have $1 billion if we just work hard enough.
You seem to want the government to keep spending money. See, this is the way my...
I just want people to keep more of their own savings. And unless you happen to be a millionaire, in which case I think you can give a little bit more back to your country.
My wife and
exactly
I
right.
run our household the way the government should. And this is the way the Republicans are pushing it, which we don't mention on this program here. We run our household. We don't spend a dime unless we have it. That's why when we bought our one-bedroom
I'm glad, Bert,
condo,
and that's the right thing
the
to do.
At the height of the market, we are still able to pay our condo and pay in our mortgage and pay it down.
And I'm glad you are, Bert, but what I don't understand is why you want to hurt working people more. So
all
I don't get
programs
it.
All these programs that the Democrats are pushing on our nation are bankrupt.
Pension, health care, education. No, they're not. They're not. See, that's the trick. We've had Social Security for 80 years and never bankrupted the nation, right? We've had student loans for 80 years. Years. You know what's bankrupting the nation? I'll tell you what's bankrupting the nation. Giving $100,000 to every millionaire. Spending $1 trillion on an unnecessary war. Don't you think we need to pay back for all the excesses of the Bush administration before we start giving more goodies to billionaires? I think the billionaires will do okay. I got to end the call. I got a lot more callers. I want to thank you, Bert, for this extended time. We've got a lot more people, and I'm going to get to each and every one of you. 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. 888-6-LESLIE. You can listen to Leslie on your iPod or MP3 player. Find out how. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. Got 5 callers on the line: Michael, Mark, Dick, Nancy, and Eric. And I will get to all of you in this hour. So I may have to cut some of you off to get to the other ones. And then, of course, Leslie's coming back at the top of 9 o'clock. You won't want to miss her return. Let's go right to Michael from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. I hope I get nearly as much time as your last call.
I mean, I don't know that you will, because I got 5.
I
so go ahead.
Okay, you know, the thing, I love what you said about this, a sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, but a lot of these Tea Partiers, they are really suckers.
They really
are. They're suckers by the Republican Party. As far as I'm concerned, they're one and the same. But here's the situation. When you have Tea Partiers going around and committing crimes because they are incited by these Tea Party speakers. I'm talking the Sarah Palin, the Christine O'Donnell, the Rush Limbaugh, and even the Rudy Giuliani, for that matter. And Michelle Bachmann, too. I mean, remember the phrases, don't retreat, reload, or I want you armed and dangerous.
Right.
And then what happened?
Sharon Engel said that she wanted Second Amendment remedies for tyranny. Now, to me, that sounds like taking guns to members of Congress. I don't know how you take it, but exactly.
And some Congress members have been threatened. They've been vandalized, swap stickers on office doors. And right here in New York City, I don't know if you heard this, but a cab driver was assaulted. Nearly fatally assaulted by a Tea Party member.
It was a Muslim cab driver, right? As I recall.
Yeah. The Muslim cab driver, he was asked, "Are you Muslim?" He said, "Yes." And then the pastor takes a knife and slits his throat.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. He was a Tea Party member? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he slit his throat, and he.
We'll have to research that just to be safe.
Was the person who slit the throat of the cab driver? Was he a Tea Party member? Do we know?
He was a Tea Party member.
I'm gonna double check.
He was arrested. He was arrested. He's facing charges right now, and that's the thing. These Tea Parties, when they commit crimes, because they were encouraged by these right-wing talking points, they're the ones standing trial. And then
let me say this, Michael. I don't think the most Tea Party members are violent. There are some, and you're right that they get the pot stirred and then they commit violence. I don't think most of them are violent. I do think most of them, though, are voting against their interests, like that long conversation with Bert where he admits that his parents don't make $250,000 a year, and yet he still wants to vote to raise their taxes so that the billionaires get more. I think they're more stupid than violent, but you're right, there are some that are violent, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
And they're so stupid to be even falling for that. I mean, to actually, just as you argue, to be voting for Republicans, voting for these corporations, and some are even so stupid to even follow what these Republicans are saying. Would you believe that even some police officers have found themselves caught in that kind of situation?
I don't understand that, because here's the thing. Police officers right and left across the country are losing jobs. Remember, Bill Clinton put 100,000 cops on the street. But police officers are paid for with local and state budgets. Local and state budgets are strapped because in the middle of the Bush recession, what does that mean? That means less tax money going in. It means more aid going out to things like unemployment and Medicaid, things like that. So there's less money to pay cops. So Obama, in the stimulus package, tried to give $80 billion in the states so that cops could keep their jobs and teachers and firefighters and all of that. And the Republicans voted against it. So now cops are being laid off across the country, and Republicans are getting what they want. And for a cop to vote for the people who fired them, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I guess they just believe a lot of what they hear.
I don't get it either. And part of me really feels sorry for them because,
like I said,
they're being encouraged to vote against their best interests.
They are. I tell you, I feel sorry for them, Michael. Like I said at the beginning an hour and a half ago, it's like the Confederate soldier going and fighting and dying so that plantation owners can own slaves. We're going to be back with more callers, 888-653-7543, after this.
Keep Leslie in your pocket. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. Boy, time flies. We only got about a half hour left, but then you will want to stay on because Leslie herself will be back at the 9 o'clock hour, and you won't want to miss that. I want to get to Nancy, Mark, Dick, and Eric, and maybe even someone else if there's time. I don't know if there will be. You know what I'm saying. It's really very clear. I don't understand why the Confederate soldiers fought and died so that plantation owners could keep slaves. I don't understand why Tea Party members vote to raise the taxes of 98% of the American people just so 2%, can every millionaire can get their $100,000. I don't get it. One thing I do want to clarify, when Michael called in and said that the person who killed the Muslim cabbie driver was a Tea Party member, I haven't found
evidence. He wasn't killed. He's alive.
Oh, he's alive. Oh, slit the throat. Okay, well, I'm glad he lived.
He did live, though.
But I just want to be clear. I haven't found evidence that he was a Tea Party member yet. I'm not saying it's true or untrue. I just don't know, and so I don't want to put something out on the air that I don't know. One thing I do think, though, is a lot of this negative rhetoric against Muslims, against illegal immigrants, against, gay people, black people, all the standard targets of the Republican Party, I do think is leading people to commit more violence, and I think that's shameful. To their credit, some Tea Party people have backed away from some of this stuff, and others, let's face it, have not. That's more for Leslie's hour than for mine. I'm talking about economics, and I need to go with a Tea Party member in Arizona, Nancy. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, I don't know that I could be described as a Tea Party member.
Oh, okay.
I went to one rally when they first came out, but
fair enough.
Then I've been too busy trying to earn a living.
I understand, and it's tough these days.
Yeah, it's really tough, and what makes it tough, and one of the things I wanted to address is, first of all, I'm not stupid. I'm not a stupid person, and I resent whoever that was from the Bronx calling me stupid.
Well, I don't know what you believe.
And I work, I have kids that have grown up and somehow managed to not land in jail, so I guess I'm doing something right.
That sounds good to me. Tell me, you support the Tea Party? You support the Republican plan to tax 98% of us to give the money to
what I support is that I no longer have a Congress that's on a big money grab.
Who are they grabbing money from, and who are they giving it to?
Everybody's talking about, Obama and his tax cuts. Well, a few months ago, my husband's the sole wage earner in our household.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months ago, I noticed on his pay stub, which I watch very closely,
mm-hmm.
yes, his payroll taxes did go down.
Right.
Right after Obama announced a tax cut. It
right.
was $5 a paycheck, and my husband gets paid every 2 weeks.
Okay, so over the
paycheck,
course of a year, that's...
Social Security went up $15 every 2 weeks.
It should be more than that, because he should get it's either $300 or $600. You're telling me he got $5, $10, $120 total? That does...
$5 a pay period times 36.
Times
26.
So, yeah, so that's $130. It should be more than that.
Up.
His Social Security taxes went up?
Yes, $15 a paycheck.
So we
didn't get a tax cut, and you know what?
I'd be curious to know why that is.
I don't
know your husband's exact situation, but I would call the Social Security Administration to find out why that is, because that seems unusual to me. Payroll taxes did not go up.
Payroll taxes went down.
Oh, right.
Social Security went up.
Oh, his Social Security taxes or his payment? To him. You mean you got more money from Social Security? Is that what you're saying? I'm confused.
No. My husband works for a government contractor.
Okay.
He's retired from the military.
Okay.
Which is another thing. Why isn't our government taking care of
veterans.
Both our military and the retirees and disabled veterans? But that's, I digress.
But that's another difference between Democrats and Republicans, right? Democrats supported what Senator Webb called the new GI Bill, to make sure that our veterans would all get not only good health care, but the same good educational things, the kinds of things they got in the 50s. And remember, Republicans voted it down. So in terms of veterans' benefits, that's another issue where Democrats support veterans and Republicans don't.
No, they don't. If they supported veterans, then we'd still be getting raises. My husband and I are both disabled vets. My husband's retired from the military. And for the second year in a row, we're not getting a raise on our payments.
You're not
getting...
You're not getting a raise because the Democrats couldn't get through all of their agenda because Republicans filibustered things.
On all of the news stations was that our cost of living went down, and that's why we didn't get a raise. I'd like to know how, where. Where is this that people's cost of living is going down?
Yeah.
Because all I know is mine's going up.
Well, I'll tell you this.
We're paying more in taxes than we've ever paid in our lives.
How are you paying more in taxes?
And, you know, with my husband working for a government contractor, he's probably not going to get one at work either.
Well, let me address two things.
We've got a Congress and a president, and the state and local governments are following suit. It's a giant money grab.
Okay, let's just deal with each of those issues real quick, all right? Cost of living adjustments. You're right that I know with regards to Social Security and probably across the government, they haven't gone up because inflation is zero. We've actually had deflation, and that's an automatic payment. That's not something that Congress or the government does. They could change that. In fact, it was a Democratic plan to increase cost of living adjustments voted down by the Republicans this very Congress. But if you don't change it, it goes on the inflation rate. So that's one issue. The second issue is I can understand why your state and local taxes have gone up. That's something else I described. Obama in the stimulus package wanted to give $80 billion to the state so they wouldn't have to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. Again, the Republicans voted it down. The Republicans supported the increase in state and local taxes. The increase in federal taxes, I have to admit, I don't understand where that's coming from, and you'd have to be more specific on that.
Well, as far as voting down more bailouts, don't you think that's throwing good money after bad?
Well, it depends which bailout you're talking about, all right? If you're talking about...
They should never have done the first one.
Okay, well, the first one done by George Bush...
If they're going to do a bailout...
The first one done by the Republicans and George Bush, that one they shouldn't have done? Or the second one done by Obama?
It was done by Bush, and it was finalized with a tremendous amount of fanfare by the president.
Well, let's talk about what TARP did, because no one hates TARP more than me or Obama, but I think it was a necessary evil. It may surprise you to know that TARP's going to make a profit. That actually,
I don't see that at all.
It's true. That's not something I'm making up.
Got bailed out.
You're absolutely right.
In a true capitalist society, which is
right.
what we're supposed to be,
right?
You're supposed to let the weak fall and the strong rise
okay.
above it.
But what do you do if the strong are holding the whole economy in their hands like a terrorist with a baby, and they say, if you let us die, we're taking the economy down with us? They had us
as
terrorists.
I think if the companies that were, quote, too big to fail had been permitted to fail,
mm-hmm.
other companies would have stepped up in their place.
I'll tell you something. It's interesting. There's not a single economist that I've ever heard of anywhere in the world that says that. Now, they do have specialized training, I admit. I have some myself. I have a degree in it, an undergraduate degree. But here's the thing. When financial services fail, what happens is a lot what happened in the 1930s. What happens is people stop going to banks. Then you have a run on the banks. Everyone grabs their money out. There's less economy. People spend more. And then we basically go spiraling into the Great Depression. That's exactly what happened in the Great Depression. I don't like bailing them out. And in fact, one of the things I want to do and that the Democrats want to do is tax the people who got bailed out heavily, the CEOs and all the people that made fortunes off of our misfortune. But the people that support the Tea Party, the Chamber of Commerce, I read off the names if you heard at the beginning of the hour. It's Pfizer and Rolls-Royce and J.P. Morgan Chase, Dow Chemical, Lockheed Martin, all ConocoPhillips, all of these companies that are financing the Republican Party. Do you really think that they're going to harm themselves? Here's the thing. I understand if you've got some problems with the Democrats, but if you vote for the Republicans, you are voting to help and to bail out more of these corporations.
I'm not voting for the Republicans because they're Republicans. I'm voting to stop this tax and spend attitude.
But Republicans support that. But Republicans want to raise your taxes and spend the money on corporations. That's why I'm telling you Tea Party people need to open their eyes. They need to stop listening to the rhetoric. Okay. But I think the American people need to open their eyes
and
recognize.
The American people are opening their eyes. For a long time, everyone was complacent. Everyone was apathetic. The voter turnout was the lowest it had ever been in the history of the country.
Actually, no, wait, it was some of the highest it's ever been in that last election.
One of the things I say to people constantly is, you know, when Obama was trying to get elected, one of the things he said was he intended to unite the country.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like a marriage.
Country,
you know, it's
he
like
did.
A marriage.
He united most of the I can't even say most of the country. More than half of the country is now united.
I'll tell you something, Nancy.
They can't stand what's going on in our government.
Now, I'll tell you what's happening, Nancy. When you've got China and Russia and ConocoPhillips and Rolls-Royce spending 7-1 to trick the American people into hating Obama, I'm sad to say that it works. And you know what? You can't unite a country. It's like a marriage. You can't have a marriage when one party wants a divorce. No matter how much one party really wants that marriage to succeed, if the other one wants a divorce, it won't work. The Republicans, from the day Obama got in office, even before he got in office, declared war on him. They didn't say he's the president. We hope he succeeds. Rush Limbaugh got in the nation and said, I hope he fails. He wants America to fail so that Obama can fail. They went on. You had Senator Jim DeMint declare war on Obama.
That happened 2 years ago. When is it time to move on? And when is Obama?
What I'm telling you is
you
can't unite the country with people that don't want to unite. You just can't.
The country is united. The country is united with the understanding we want jobs. We want our
right. So why would they vote for people who want to take away jobs?
That's, you know,
I don't get it.
You're spreading misinformation.
What's misinformed? What have I said? What fact have I said that's incorrect? Name one.
The bottom line is you can't tax people to death and expect us to spend money.
But
that's
Obama wants
line.
To reduce your taxes and the Republicans
and
want to increase your taxes.
Bill,
do you not see that? Well, hold on, Nancy.
Hold on.
Just a second, Nancy. You just made a statement. You said Obama wants to tax us to death. By every statistic, for 98% of American people, Obama has lowered taxes below any point in 60 years.
Then
not since 1950. I told you why state and local taxes went up, because Republicans voted to increase those taxes.
No,
but not federal taxes.
Went up.
Your federal taxes went up.
Obama did.
No. Tell me specifically, how did your federal taxes go up?
Specifically, his payroll taxes did go down by $5 a paycheck.
Okay.
The Social Security deduction from his paycheck is now $15 more. He pays more into Social Security now than he pays into the federal government.
The only thing I can think that may have caused
that Social Security is being used as a slush fund by Congress.
The Republicans. Remember, the Democrats wanted to have a lockbox.
I'm sorry, that's not a valid argument because the Democrats have had control of Congress for the last several years now.
They've had it for 3 years now.
The president is one person. Up
right.
against a Congress controlled by Democrats.
Well, actually, as it turns out, because of the filibuster rule, It's generally controlled by no one because Republicans believe that a majority shouldn't rule, and they won't even. They've had more filibusters in the last 2 years than every Congress at any point in American history. Here's why I suspect your taxes may have gone up.
More than anything, and the reason they're called the Tea Party is because they're about taxation without representation.
But you know what? That's what kills me, is that you find the Tea Party, and they're voting to increase taxes on 98% of American people, and they vote for increases. If you vote for the Republicans, what are you voting for? You're voting to increase federal taxes on 98% of American people. You're voting to increase state and local taxes. Also, that millionaires each get $100,000. Also, billionaires get millions. I don't understand why they're tricking people, but that's what I say from P.T. Barnum. There's a sucker born in a minute. Nancy, I want to thank you for your call. I got to take a break, and then I'm going to get to Mark from Virginia, who often calls in, often supports the Tea Party, and often disagrees with me. 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. 888-6-LESLIE. Keep Leslie in your pocket. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. You know, I really enjoyed my conversation with Nancy because I think that her view is frankly typical of a lot of people that are voting for Republicans this fall. It's interesting that she said that President Obama promised to bring us together, and she's disappointed that he did not. And I got to say that when President Obama was running for office, one of the things I said that was against Obama at the time is that I said I thought he was naive to think that he could bring the country together. President Bush also claimed he was going to bring the country together. You know, bringing Democrats and Republicans together is kind of like making peace with a crocodile, right? When will the crocodile be happy? You can give them your arm, but if they eat your arm, they're still going to want more. Before Obama was even in office, Rush Limbaugh said he wanted him to fail. And I suppose for him to want him to fail, what did he want? He wanted Obama's economic things to fail. He wanted the stimulus package to fail. Actually, the stimulus package, as we know from economists, saved 3 million jobs. Actually, the stimulus package, without it, we would have had unemployment at the rate of...
I want him to fail.
There you go. At the rate of 16.9%, right? And you had not just Rush Limbaugh, but you had Jim DeMint, the head of the Tea Party in Congress, senator from South Carolina, saying that Obama should go to his Waterloo, treating him like the defeated Napoleon. The Republicans declared war on them. And you know what? You can't bring together someone who wants to declare war on you. At some point, you have to fight back. And so I got to say, I don't know that any politician could bring this country together when the Republicans are intent on war. Mark Grimaldi, my wonderful producer here, wanted to make a few comments. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just saying, like we discussed off air, you know, it's interesting because I can hear the frustration in the caller's voice and Nancy's voice, and it's real frustration. However, the saddest thing is when someone takes their frustration out on the wrong source, because their problem's not going to get any better if they look in the wrong direction. Right. And whatever got it in Nancy's head, you know, that it's the president's fault. Like you said, there's a lot of targeted spending going on by 7-1. These corporations are spending, you know, this time around, you know, basically railing against the president and saying everything in your life, whether it's the taxes that you pay or the lack of jobs or whatever your personal problem seems to be that can be attributed in any way to somebody else, they're blaming the president for it. And they don't have to be attributed to them because of the new laws from Citizens United. So you can't go to them and say, hey, you're lying because we don't know who they are because of the new campaign finance law. So forget about that. But when you tell the person to say, okay, well then forget that for a minute. You talk to me. Let's rationalize. Let's sit down like two grown-ups and figure this out. And you sit there and you give somebody concrete evidence that you can reference from a reliable source.
Yeah.
And you do it. And then they say, well, that source is liberal because you're a liberal, or it's not good enough because it doesn't, you know why? Because it doesn't say what I want to hear, so therefore I'm just going to push it to the side. And you know what it's going to take? Unfortunately for some of these people, apparently the recession and everything that happened under George W. Bush was not good enough to make a point to them. And unfortunately, it sounds like it's going to take something even worse than that.
I hope not, but we'll see. I'll tell you, I thought a telling point was when I said to Nancy, she said, I'm misinforming. I said, what fact have I gotten wrong? And she couldn't tell me anything. Nancy, I don't know why your federal taxes have gone up. I suggest that you simply call your member of Congress and try to find out. Have them sort through your bill. It may be because you're retired and are starting to get Social Security. I don't know the specifics of your situation. I do know this. For 98% of American people, the taxes went down. I got two callers left. I'm going to try to get to both of you. That's going to be hard because Mark from Virginia has been waiting a very long time, and I know he wants a crack at me. Go, Mark.
Hey, it's Mark. It's Mark the Patriot here.
Right.
You know, you really, really pissed me off tonight.
Okay.
I've been on hold for an hour and a half at least.
That's true.
And all I keep hearing is you insulting the Tea Party. You even likened us to terrorists a few minutes ago. You know,
I likened you to the Confederate soldier.
Have you ever been to a Tea Party?
I've seen the rallies.
Huh?
I've seen the rallies. I've driven by them in
Have
Washington.
Have you been?
I've heard them on TV. I feed them on C-SPAN. Does that count?
Then you don't know crap. Just like
really?
Leslie.
Really?
I invited her many times. Come to a Tea Party. See what it's like firsthand. And you would have thought I was inviting Dracula to go to a canning
Well, I wouldn't
salon.
Want to increase your numbers any, but I have seen on C-SPAN, I've seen the speeches, and all I see is a bunch of pablum. I see a bunch of people complaining about taxes when their taxes have been lowered. I see a bunch of people supported by corporations and trying to give corporations more money
Look,
when they complain
now,
about them. I don't get it. Why do you want to help the rich get richer at the same time as you sacrifice 98% of us?
Shut up with that. Just shut up with that.
Well, I just want to know why.
It's a bunch of crap. You know? It's
you can
a bunch
call
of crap.
It crap all you want, but that's the Republican plan.
You are helping the Tea Party by coming on the air
and telling the
and
truth,
insulting us. And I'll tell you, just like I told you a couple weeks ago, and I tell Leslie all the time, keep doing it. You're helping
You know,
us.
But see, Mark, what you're doing is you're complaining about insults. You're all about emotion. I get that. But what specific plan, why, for example, do you want support the Republican plan to move jobs overseas? Why do you think it's good to give incentives for companies to move jobs overseas? Can you explain that?
Look, don't try and put words in my mouth.
Okay, did you support the vote or didn't you? You know about the vote, right? You're an educated person. You know the Republicans voted to give incentives to companies to move jobs overseas, right? Did you support it or not?
Okay, let me ask you something. How
You're not going to answer that question,
are
you?
About your billionaires.
You're not going to answer that question, are you?
You didn't mention George Soros. Okay? What about the...
Mark, why don't you answer
you're not
the
answer
question?
My question. What, do you support giving incentives to companies to move jobs overseas? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. So you're against that Republican position. All right, good. Did you know about that vote? Did you even know about that vote? Did you know about it?
All the stimulus money, jobs.
According to economist Alvin Blinder and frankly every economist that's looked at it, but he's done a study out of Princeton University showing the unemployment rate would have been 16.9% if it hadn't been for the stimulus package. I know you don't accept it. I understand that, but that's why I said that somebody is a sucker born a minute. What can I say?
What about the $2 billion we loaned Brazil so that George Soros can drill oil off the coast of Brazil?
Who did that?
Obama. $2 billion.
Obama gave $2 billion to Brazil so that George Soros... All right, I'll have to check that out. That's all my time. I got to tell you, sorry, Ed. Maybe you can call in and talk to Leslie. She'll be coming on at the top of the hour to talk, I think, about Juan Williams. This is Mark Levine. Check me out, marklevineradio.com. Signing off.